She took my hand and made me feel like I could be her man. And everything was turning out alright. Well, after all, she kept me up all night. Saturday was just a shallow.
I'll never see another day like that.
Sunday night was full of sorrow.
I'll never see another day like that. I'll never see another day like that.
Hello, this is Sid Satter from the Too Much Rock Podcast. We started things off this week with Flashing Lights featuring Matt Murphy from the Super Friends fame. Flashing Lights kind of fit in the middle of the Super Friends hiatus, and I guess they still could be around, but who knows. Anyway, that was a 1999 self-titled release, though reissued in 2000 by Spin Art, and that's probably the copy you want to pick up. The song I played there was Day Like That. I've got a great podcast for you this week, and I'm going to continue with another fantastic song. This is Plus Ones from Okkervil River.
No one wants to hear about your 97th tear, so dry your eyes or let it go uncried, my dear. I am all out of love to mouth and to your ear, and not above letting a love song disappear before it's written. And no one wants a tune about the 100th left balloon that was seen shooting from the window of your room, to be a spot against the sky's colossal gloom, and land deflated in some neighbor's state that's strewn with 99 others. 8 Chinese brothers. Well, there's a reason why the last is smiling wider, sitting higher than the others, swinging his arms. You would probably die before you shot up 9 miles high, your eyes dilated as light played upon the sight of TVC-16 as it sings you good night. Relaxed as hell and locked up in 45, well, I hope you're feeling better. 51st way to leave your lover. Admittedly, it doesn't seem to be as gentle or as clean as all the others. Leave the scars all in the after hours of some Green Point bar. I can't listen, baby, about the fourth time you were a lady and how your forthrightness betrayed a secret shyness, stripped away by days of being hailed as your highness. And what's new, pussycat, is you were once a lioness. They cut your claws out. Kid, not everyone's keen on lighting candle 17. The party's done, the cake's all gone, the plates are clean. The chauffeur's leering from the cheerless mezzanine. And in just 1 year, the straight world can pay to see what they have been missing. You were caught kissing 8 Chinese brothers. Well, there's a reason why the last smiling wide and sitting higher than the others. Says, let's get lost, let them send out alarms. He says, let's get crossed out and come to harm. Let's make the world's stupidest stand and truly mean it. Let's hit the limit of laws over lovers' arms. No, let's exceed it. We'll be right back.
darkest ways, we just fall asleep.
Okay, that was Bare Hands with the song Bad Blood off their Golden EP. The band's from Brooklyn, but I don't know anything else about them. I think I read they migrated down from Vermont. Who knows? It's a 4-song EP. The first 3 don't do anything for me, but that song's definitely a winner. Before that was Acreville River with the song Plus Ones off the new album The Stage Names, and I just can't say enough good things about that album. Released August 7th on Jag Jaguar, so you should be able to find that just about anywhere. Coming up next, I've got a song by The Moving Units. I'm going to play Pink Thoughts off their new album, Hexes for Exes.
Can't you?
Okay, that was Video Hippos with the song The List off their album Unbeast the Leash that came out on Monitor Records earlier this summer sometime. It's a band out of Baltimore, though I don't know a whole lot about them. Obviously, it's an updated Jesus and Mary Chain sort of thing. They played in town about 2 weeks ago, but I missed that show. So hopefully they'll come back around and I can be immersed in all that noise. Before that, I played a track from Moving Units, the song Pink Thoughts. Moving Units kind of were early out in that post-punk revival trend and then disappeared for a while, jumped around a couple of labels, and this is their new album. It comes out October 9th on Metropolis Records, which seems to be a label of last resort. So that's a shame because that's a very solid album. If you enjoy that song, you'll enjoy the record. And now we're going to get in the time machine a bit. Let's go back to 1994 in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Stuck a pin in your backbone, spoke you down from there. All I ever wanted was to be your spine. Lost your friction and you slid for a mile. Overdone, overdrive, overlive, override. You're not the one who let me down, but thanks for offering. It's not a voice and I'm not around. Thanks for picking it up on the radio.
That was Polvo with the song Time Isn't On My Side from their landmark album Today's Active Lifestyles. And before that, we played Arches of Loaf with Web in Front off their album Icky Metal. Both came out of Chapel Hill in about 1993 and helped define what indie rock became as it transitioned out of the alternative sort of world. I guess now would be a good time to explain how the Too Much Rock podcast works. It's pretty simple. I get new music and I listen to it, and then I pick a track I like or is illustrative of the album, and I play it for everyone. So if it's new music, great. If it's something that I pick up at the dollar bin, you can hear about that too. And those two tracks there are a prime example of me finding records that I used to own a long time ago and couldn't locate and just picked up new. I think probably replacing vinyl copies that have since been sold. All right, we are at the end of the podcast, so I need to go ahead and thank you for listening for the Too Much Rock podcast. This has been podcast number 60. I'll let you know that you can find out more information on Too Much Rock by visiting toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. I got one track left to play before I want to remind you of some upcoming shows here in Chicago. On October 4th, you'll find me at Old Time Religion, at the 6th at John Vanderslice, October 7th, Tokyo Police Club with White Rabbits, or you could go to the Matt Pond PA show, which would be a good show too. October 10th, I will be at Ted Leo at the Metro, I think. We'll see about how that one goes. So if you're around and you see me, wave, say hi. We're going to end things off this week with a track by a band called September Collective. And the song I'm going to play is called Essentially Unchanged. It's off their album All the Birds Were Anarchist. It came out sometime this year. It's just three folks who are basically sound artists, collagists, who had met and decided to pool their talents. So maybe you know the names of Paul Workus and Stefan Schneider and Barbara Morgenstern, but I didn't. And the album, frankly, I picked it up just because of the title, because I like to think about birds being anarchists. Here you go. Thanks for listening.